WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. In 1939, Kansas City pianist and bandleader Jay McShann gave Charlie Parker his first big break. In 1972, McShann and some old and new sidemen recorded a session that has just been reissued. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has this review.
Jay McShann's orchestra is known as the last of the great Kansas City swing bands. It got rolling, in fact, a little too late for its own good, just in time for World War II. Selective service helped kill off the big bands. McShann was one of the many itinerant jazzmen literally drafted off the bandstand. His group had started small in 1937 and expanded to 13 pieces before it broke up in 1944. But whatever its size, its core was always the same. McShann on piano, Gene Ramey on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. Kansas City is justly famous for its firmly swinging rhythm sections, and this was one of its best. Almost three decades after that band broke up, McShann, Ramey, and Johnson were reunited for a 1972 quintet date, Going to Kansas City, on which McShann sang a couple of blues and played some old favorites. It's now been reissued by New World. From the beginning of his career, McShann had wanted to lead swing bands. But since his earliest sessions, record producers have steered him into smaller units which emphasize the blues. Their reasons are understandable. The Southwestern players who clustered in Kansas City had established a new blues strain, fleet and overtly optimistic. Once you heard a little, it was hard to get enough, and it proved to be a key source for R&B and rock. Kansas City's blues roots were both rural and urban. KC was the crucible where the sound came together, but the musicians who shaped it came from all over. Most of the players on McShann's album hail from Texas. None of them is from Missouri or Kansas. Jay McShann was born in Oklahoma in 1909, or 1916, depending on whether you believe the experts or the man himself. He was either 12 or 5 years younger than Kansas City kingpin Count Basie, an obvious influence. McShann can tread as lightly as Basie, dazzle you like Basie's teacher Fats Waller, or stomp like a country blues man. Listen to his solo on Doggin' Around, first recorded by Basie's band in 1938. Thank you. Jay McShann soaked up other influences too. The rumba rhythm and saxophone riffs on Hooties and Hutchinson, the only new tune on the session, parallel Professor Longhair's New Orleans rhythm and blues. Rounding out the quintet on Going to Kansas City are tenor saxophonists Buddy Tate and Julian Dash. Double tenors usually ensure more punch, but here the idea backfires. Tate is a classic Texas tenor. Julian Dash, a veteran of Erskine Hawkins' band, has a similar approach, but less invention and a thinner sound. Together, they actually dilute the small band's impact. You get one voice for the price of two. But if the tenor twins blur together, that just brings the McShann, Gene Ramey, Gus Johnson rhythm section into sharper focus, which is just fine. Once you hear a little of them, it's hard to get enough.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Jay McShann's Going to Kansas City on the New World label. This is Fresh Air.